From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. There's no question that interest in public records is on the rise in Utah, with state lawmakers drawing swift and sharp criticism earlier this year for attempting to make them more difficult to access. Since 2007, one local website has made public data, and especially public salaries, much easier to access, utahsright.com. It's managed by Tony Simmerat, computer-assisted reporting editor for the Salt Lake Tribune. I caught up with him to discuss what utahsright.com does for citizens, starting with the name of the website.
When it was founded in 2007, in conjunction with our partner Media One, we considered it kind of the right of our readers to have, online and in print, to have access to a wide range of government-generated information. And as you probably have seen from the site, we have a kind of a wide spectrum of things that we make available there, focused on salary information, but ranging from that to court charges to a variety of kinds of institutional inspection reports that we do, daycare centers, restaurants. And then it also provided us with an outlet for the databases that we generate as part of our standard kind of news gathering operation out of the newsroom, kind of an outgrowth of what we do every day in putting the newspaper and the online edition together.
And so this has expanded significantly since you started in 07.
Yeah, that's right. When we initially launched, I think we had salaries for 17 governmental agencies, including the state, and we're now up to about 250 government entities as broadly defined, you know, ranging from, the state through all the major universities, school districts, right down to sewer districts and small governments around the state.
What kind of work goes into getting your hands on this information, and how much resistance do you usually encounter when trying to get it?
That's changed over time. We have a full-time public access or open records expert, a fellow by the name of Eric Watson, who does an excellent job in kind of filing a revolving set of open records requests with local governments to obtain this stuff. We typically touch down with any given governmental entity once a year, if not more frequently than that. We're filing what are called grandmas under the Government Records Access and Management Act, these requests on a regular basis and obtaining the information that way. And to answer your question about resistance, that, as I said, has changed over time. We initially, I would say in the 07-08 period, faced kind of varying degrees of resistance from governments, from flat-out refusal to exorbitant fees, to delays, to sort of partial replies to our open records request. And over time, I think maybe recognizing that the awareness of what our site does and the underlying public nature of this information, that's changed. We still meet with some kind of resistance, but it's much less these days.
Do you frequently field calls from any public employees who aren't so happy with having their salary info online, or is that not too often?
You might be surprised. We, as I said, initially we did meet some resistance. I would say, you know, it was on the order of maybe one or two a week when we first launched. That has diminished significantly. We'll occasionally get a government employee, typically one that's in a sensitive position for whatever reason, maybe an undercover police officer or somebody that you know, considers themselves vulnerable for personal reasons, will get inquiries from them. And we invite people to contact us with any concerns they might have. We're happy to work with individual circumstances. But most of the inquiries we get these days are from people wanting more information. Yeah. They're interested in comparing their salaries with other similar workers in similar positions. They're interested in keeping up on their own local government because, of course, everybody that's whose name does appear as a salaried worker on our site is also a citizen. They've got a right to that information just as much as anybody else. So by and large, most of our inquiries these days come from people who want more.
So, Tony, by now, most all of us are aware of HB 477, the open records restrictions that were passed and then repealed by state lawmakers, which certainly would have made your job more difficult. But there have also been other efforts to reduce or even eliminate access to public employees' salaries in the state, if I'm correct. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In addition to HB 477, there was a bill sponsored out of the Senate, SB 309, I believe it was, that would have put a pay limit on the salaries that were guaranteed to be released under the Grandma. I believe the cutout that emerged after a kind of a fleeting consideration in Senate committee was about $85,000. That is, if you earned less than that, your name and your salary would be officially kept secret or protected under Grandma, which was, as you can imagine, a fairly major change in the law. All that stuff is classified as public now. And our estimate was that that would take about 90% of the maybe a quarter of a million government workers whose names and salaries we do list on the site out of circulation. So it was a fairly substantial curtailing of the availability of that information. And, you know, to the credit of the Senate committee that took that bill up, it did not advance. It was considered, and in our view kind of rightly so, it was considered a fairly substantial curtailing in terms of the public's access to, you know, how their tax dollars are spent. So that died a fairly swift death. But yeah, our concerns were similar to those in the rest of the media about and the public at large about HB 477. It did represent a fairly substantial rollback in terms of what Grandma defines as public, and, you know, with Utah's Right being in the business of kind of getting that information and making it available, that would have represented a fairly substantial blow to our ability to get information like that. Not, you know, not a fatal one, and I understand that, you know, that represented some fairly, you know, interesting and legitimate concerns on behalf of legislators. But yeah, we shared the concerns of the public at large with regard to that bill.
We've been speaking with Tony Simrad. He is the manager for UtahsRight.com and computer-assisted reporting editor at the Salt Lake Tribune. Tony, thanks for your time.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.